This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ethiopia's military on Sunday launched two airstrikes on what a government official said were Tigray People's Liberation Front-held facilities, the seventh and eighth bombings in its war-torn northern region in a week. The strikes far west from the regional capital, Mekele, signal the military is potentially widening its campaign of aerial bombardments, which has drawn international rebukes and disrupted UN flights to the famine-threatened Tigray region. An Ethiopian government spokeswoman says one airstrike hit a TPLF training and military command post, while another destroyed a separate facility used to manufacture so-called military equipments, as well as fake military uniforms used by TPLF combatants. There was no immediate response from the group, which has condemned earlier strikes as evidence of the government's disregard for civilian lives. Pro-military protesters briefly blocked major roads and bridges in Sudan's capital Sunday amid growing tensions between the generals and the pro-democracy movement that fueled the uprising against an autocratic former president, Omar al-Bashir. The development came a day after U.S. Special Envoy for the Horn of Africa, Jeffrey Feltman, met with military and civilian leaders to find a compromise to the dispute. The souring ties between the military and civilians in the ruling government threatens Sudan's fragile transition to democracy since the military's ouster of al-Bashir and his Islamist government in April 2019 after nearly three decades of autocratic rule. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Uganda's president said Sunday an explosion in the capital killed one person and injured five and was a terrorist attack, vowing to hunt down those responsible. Police said a, quote, serious blast occurred Saturday night. And the president claims he'd been briefed that three people left a plastic shopping bag at the scene that later exploded, killing one person and injuring five others. He says investigators were still combing the bomb site and more details would be released later, including advice for the public about, quote, dealing with these possible terrorists. The explosion in Uganda occurred about 2 hours after the start of a nationwide dusk-to-dawn coronavirus curfew. Pope Francis on Sunday called for an end to the practice of returning migrants rescued at sea to Libya and other unsafe countries. The Pope says priority must be given to saving lives in the Mediterranean Sea and assuring their disembarkation in port. Italy and Malta have come under criticism by human rights advocates for leaving migrants aboard crowded rescue boats before assigning them a safe port. Francis says he hears the cries of thousands of migrants, refugees, and others in need of protection. He implored the international community to find common, concrete, and lasting ways to manage migratory flows in the Mediterranean. Britain's hospitals are already struggling to cope with an influx of patients ahead of an anticipated winter crisis, a senior emergency medicine expert warned on Sunday. The country recorded its highest number of new COVID-19 cases since July over the past week, according to government figures, a day after Prime Minister Boris Johnson played down the prospect of a return to lockdown. The president of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine told Sky News, emergency departments are already struggling. More than 333,000 people in Britain tested positive for COVID-19 over the past 7 days. It's up 15% from the previous week and the highest total since the seven-day figure in July 21st. European Union leaders pledged on Friday to, quote, keep up the pressure on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko to halt the flow of migrants from his country and raise the prospect of new sanctions amid calls by some bloc members to build walls and fences to thwart new arrivals. EU members Poland and Lithuania have been struggling to cope with an unusually high number of migrants arriving at their borders with Belarus in recent months. The EU accuses Lukashenko's government of using them to destabilize the 27-country region in retaliation for EU sanctions. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.